Dab, Zach, Brad, and Kyle. Hunter, Graham, Lindsay, T-Dab. Chance, Ben, Trey, Jacob, Christian. Don't forget his name, Fred Gaskin. Afternoon Delight, Village Vice. I'm about to see the light. We love the bar. We love the bar. We love the bar. We love the bar. Octopuses have three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a 6-hour rain delay. Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt, Big Ben Brad. I just took you to Pound Town with a strap.
Do this thing. You ready? You ready, Christian?
Let's go. Let's
you ready to do this thing? Let's crank the music up. It's Thursday night and we're ready to book. Man, I'm ready to talk some recruiting. Everybody, welcome in.
Love it.
This is going to be something fun that we're going to start doing. We're going to start going. We're going to try. We got, almost got sniped, arrested, suspended, assassinated. The last time we tried to go live on a Thursday night, of course, we did totally pirate a game stream, which is, you know, people frown on that. Apparently, YouTube really frowned upon it. So we're just going to do something fun where Christian has actually come up with a wheel. Like, we actually have a wheel, a digital wheel that we're going to spin, and we fill it up with topics. We spin it, let you guys get involved, and just make it a really, really fun event every Thursday night. And then obviously we're going to have our live show every Sunday as well. So this is Ella Langley's favorite show, and Christian does know who Ella Langley is.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
of course.
Which is big. That was actually the first thing I asked you to make sure that you knew who she was, because she was not happy.
I'm not choosing Texas. I'm choosing the barn, though.
Let's go. Christian, recruiting has been awesome, and I want to have some fun with this daggum wheel you've been talking about. I want to spin this son of a gun, and before we spin it, though, we're going to do a contest giveaway. So we're going to do a giveaway tonight. It's a $50 gift card to AUShirts.com, and we're going to throw you in the wheel. So you either get a membership, gift a membership. Everyone that you get gives you another spot on the wheel, and then at the end of the show, we're going to spin that daggum wheel and give somebody a gift card. Can you
give
that?
5 memberships, you get on the wheel 5 times.
And if you're the only one that does it, you stand a really good chance of winning.
Your name's going to still be – your name's still going to spin.
It does not matter if there's one person that enters or if there's 100 people that enter. Like, we're going to spin this thing no matter what. So let's go ahead and jump into it, man. Christian, I'm going to let you spin it. Spin the wheel, and let's go with the first topic. All these are recruiting-related topics. So let's do it.
Yeah, pull it up on the screen here, and then we'll
get
going.
I got to do that. My bad. Yeah. Hold on. I'm not 100% sure how to do this. There it is.
Boom. There we go. All right. We ready? Let's spin.
The wheel of destiny.
That's right.
The graphics here are just high quality, too.
Look at that start. So we're asking the question, who is currently – I mean, that's an interesting way to start off. Of this 2027 class, what is the missing piece? 25 commits, 24 in-state, 24% in-state, I should say. Who's the missing piece for this class? Who or what? We can go position or player. I'll go either or.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I really like the two corner commits. And obviously, I love Chance Gilbert. He's the elite safety that you're looking for. you've got an elite player at almost every position. Other than, I mean, quarterback, it was going to be a weird year anyway. I think I'm going to go corner.
Okay.
I think that Auburn, Aiden Wiggins could become one of those four-star guys. I think he's starting to really turn heads with his, you know, his top-end speed and things like that. But when you look at, like, a position group, corner, you got 2 3-star guys. And then for whatever reason, Nash Johnson is just completely disrespected in the rankings. And I think he's way better than his ranking. But I think if you had, like, I don't know, just like a lockdown elite corner, it would be really hard to poke a hole anywhere in this class. Chat, hit us up with what you think is the missing piece. Christian, what about you?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Honestly, I think what you said is really the best. And wow, hey, Zach, how are you? What's up,
buddy? Let's go.
Hey, friends.
We're on our first question on Spin the Wheel, and Kyle answered first to the missing piece. What is the missing piece of this class? He said corner, about another corner possibly. It can either be player or position. Now, you're right with the quarterback thing. Maybe that's going to be a weird year. Maybe Gary Chapman could be underrated. That could be a question we ask later on. I struggle to say this because, you know, you got McNeil, you got Kareem Palmer, but I mean, give me another linebacker. I wouldn't hate it, man. I wouldn't hate another linebacker in this class. So that's where I'm going to go with.
Got
Zach, you want to play?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. It's almost tough because it's such a complete class.
Like, it is.
So good about it. Maybe if you wanted to go like blocking tight end or something, but like they didn't even really bark up that tree. It's like, I don't even think that was part of their goal. I think they feel good about some of the younger guys that are on the roster. And like, I think Kyle's answer makes sense with corner. Like, they didn't swing for the fences and get an elite guy. Like, they got an elite safety, they got an elite linebacker, they got an elite lineman on both sides. They didn't get a quote unquote elite corner, but there's a chance they think the guys they got are elite. So,
yeah, exactly.
I'll go with you, Kyle. I'll say corner. But I don't love that answer, if I'm being honest with you.
I see long snapper in the chat. Long snapper?
Should we? I think we did get one, there? Didn't we?
Yeah.
I thought we did get a long snapper.
I think we did get one.
So,
or was that last year?
I don't know.
I know we got
a long snapper in the portal. We got a long snapper in the portal because he made Phil Steele's list. I know that. So that's
we got a stud long snapper.
Yeah.
How do they rate long snappers? Is it miles per hour and accuracy? Ooh. How do you do that?
I hope it is.
I don't know what that is.
No, I want to see
them put a gun on it and they're like, all right, here we go. Send it.
Wicked fastball. Look, can you check out his changeup? Like, see if he's got a slider. Like, yeah, I'd love to see the pitch clock on a long snapper. Yes. Let's go.
I can't. This is funny because this class is just so complete as far as needs go. You didn't need necessarily a ton of wide receivers, and you got 3, and you really like 2 of your big guys, and you like your slot guy too at Cedric Simmons. So, yeah, I think an elite corner is probably like the only thing this class like really missed out on. And then it'd be awesome if you could get a Carlos May. That would just put a cherry on what's already an elite defensive line class. Anybody disagree with that? Anybody got anything to add to that?
No, I mean, and you could argue nose. I just think Kamba could play there if he needed to.
Yeah.
He could.
We're not talking about Kamba enough. I think that's my biggest takeaway from this class is we haven't talked about him enough.
He said that on Vice today. I agree.
Zach, I don't know if you caught it. We're giving away a $50 AUShirts.com giveaway, gift card, sorry. And we're going to
–
Yeah, we're going to replicate the wheel for the winners. You just have to get a YouTube premium membership or gift one. And for everyone you gift, you get an extra membership. So I think we're –
giving away $50 tonight?
Yeah, dude.
$50. Spinning the wheel live.
We went rogue with that decision, but that's fine. I'm looking forward to that. That's fun.
Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's get back at the wheel.
I want to see the wheel. I missed the first one.
Yeah. Let's spin. All right, here we go. Let's spin.
I'm pulling for trumpets.
The wheel.
Trumpets is on there a lot.
Only 3 times. All right.
Ooh, flip season.
So this, I think that's pretty fair to ask the question. Flip season, and comes at a really interesting time after what happened with Tay Walden Jr. Are we entering that time? Will Alex Golish be the same type of flip season, you know, type of coach that we saw compared to last flip season coaches, right? Inside Auburn. And if so, who's your most favorite flip?
Okay, so let's do this two ways. Let's do this, okay, like, who's the most probable guy that Auburn could flip? And then let's do one where who's the most likely candidate, if there is one, of an Auburn guy commit now that could flip. Let's do both of those.
I don't like the second one, but I like the first one. Let's go.
Let's go positive first. Zach, you want to start?
I'll say Tay Walden.
Say it. Yeah, of course. Are you drinking coffee this late at night?
No, I probably should, because I've got so much to do after this. I probably should be drinking coffee.
Did you ever post the picture that you sent us, Christian, with Tay Walden actually in the coffee cup?
No, I didn't, but I should have. That's me just looking out
my back. I thought you did. You just sent that to me? I thought you posted that.
I
just sent
it to you guys. No, I should have, though. Maybe I can send it up and put it up in here so we can have it for later.
Yeah, we need to have that.
I'm trying to think of guys we got, like, second for.
I've got one that I'm watching.
Okay.
And I got my eye on, particularly if Carlos May spurns Auburn and chooses, you know, like Georgia or Ohio State on July 11th. I'm really going to be watching Elijah Brown, the interior defensive tackle. I think he's still a four-star from Prattville.
Weren't there like three in-state defensive linemen that they were like talking about internally? And it's like the three, and it was Carlos. It was Donovan. Is Donovan
in-state? Elijah Brown and Donovan Moore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the three elite guys. Elijah Brown committed to Kentucky early. He's 6'2", right at 300. Number 301 player in the country. He's a four-star on ESPN, high three-star on Rivals, and 247. He could be one of those guys that you watch the first couple of weeks, maybe. But that's one I'm watching. I'm going to watch and keep. I'm going to keep my eyes on Elijah Brown. Tay Wald would be fun, though.
AU89, shout out. Get them a membership.
First name to the wheel.
Let's go.
Add him to the wheel, baby. Let's go.
He's on the wheel. I mean, this one's fun. I know that he kind of fell out of the race towards the end, but Josh Dobson committing to South Carolina screams like a flip to me eventually. Beamer's on the hot
seat. There's zero chance he ends up in South Carolina, right? Like, right. There's no way.
I mean, that's what I think, too. Like,
yeah, I mean,
maybe it's next off season, but.
Well, we heard pretty early NIL was what that recruitment was about, which, once again, I don't have an issue with. But if that's the case, what a prime opportunity for him in-state. He gets to look like a hero and get credit for it. And then when Beamer gets fired, he's like, I'm going to leave now. Like, what a win-win baller move for him.
Now, it's North Carolina, but it's still – he's from North Carolina, but, you know –
No, let's – I don't know why we've got to do this. Carolina is one state.
It's one – when you have to divide it north and south, it's essentially the same.
Just say Carolina.
Just say Dakota, you know?
Thank you.
North and South Dakota. Let's go.
Yeah, and then Virginia's like, hold on. Let's just have a west one. Because that makes sense.
Not a north and south Virginia.
If you're going to have a West, that would indicate that there's an East, and that doesn't exist.
No, we have the Virginia, and then if you go a little West, you will have the West Side of Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling through the top 100 right now and just seeing if there's anybody out there that you might take another run at, and I'm just struggling to find something.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's like you're already at 25 commits, and
yeah, there's not a lot of room,
and you can see playing time for almost all of them.
Yeah.
So why why do you need to flip that many towards you? Now, the second part of that question about who could potentially flip the other way is, I think, more of a bigger concern, because you're going to have to play defense for, you know, 5 months. But I don't see them being a lot of flips. But if it is, it's got to probably be a big ticket guy like a Walden, or maybe May if he doesn't commit to Auburn or something like that.
Carlos May, obviously, yeah, that would be one to watch if he doesn't commit to Auburn. Carlos May, Elijah Brown, Tay Walden, I think those are good ones to watch.
Yeah.
Don't know if you get any of them, but I mean, I scrolled all the way through the top 100, and I just don't see anything that super jumps out at me.
Jacob J saying, check your email, Kyle.
And then I also sent you that thing on X as well, that picture of Tay Walden, whenever you want it. So, yeah, there's that. All right. So, okay. So while he's doing that, who, if there was anybody in this class that you think could flip, we already saw Miles leave. Do you see anybody else being like a concern?
So I had a few guys, and the way that they've, things that they've said and the way that they've acted, I guess, for different ones are make me think, okay, it doesn't make sense. I was legit concerned about Donovan Moore and Jalen Moore because they were early. They were given no love from the fan base, which, I mean, obviously they're going to have a totally different perspective than a fan is. But I was concerned about that. But then when Jalen comes in camps last weekend just because he wants to be coached by Hoodie again, it's like, okay. Like,
he'll get by him.
He's probably not going anywhere.
Eating the boat.
And Donovan made similar comments too when he was leaving. You know, he's going to be a guy. So those are the two I was like, not concerned with. I don't think that needs to go up again. And the but yeah, those were the two that
did you see the tears? The two
that I was kind of concerned with that I'm not in anymore.
This was the other one. Crute, Scoot, Boogie. That's good.
That is funny. That's great.
Do you know who Brooks and Dunn are? Oh,
yeah.
Do what? Please.
Do you know who Brooks and Dunn are?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. That was not very convincing.
Oh, no. Oh,
first,
no.
It was Ella Langley. Now it's Brooks and Dunn. You know, I've never.
Ella Langley's great.
I don't know why. I've not really been a concert guy my whole life, but for whatever reason, I've been to two Brooks and Dunn concerts. It's wild.
Is that who you've seen the most in concert?
Yeah. I mean, consecutive. Yeah, for sure.
Boot scooting.
Everybody else has just been one time.
Chat and Christian, who have you seen most in concert?
I'm going to age myself. I don't even know if this entire chat would even know who this guy is, but Jackson Brown. I've seen him 30 times.
What's his top song?
He wrote Take It Easy by the Eagles, that sung it by the Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote that. So that's awesome. a big Jackson Brown fan. Me and my dad listened to that a lot. So I saw him about 30 times. Yeah.
30?
Actually?
Yeah, but I think it's like 27.
Did he live next door to you?
No, we used to just, that was our summer thing when I was a kid, like high school and things like
that. How about that? That's cool.
Yeah.
One dude that's gone to see Rush 4 times. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think other than that, I think I've only seen
3 times.
Who?
Maroon 5.
Oh, cool. Cool. I like Maroon 5. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, other than Jackson Brown, I think I've seen Chris Stapleton twice and everybody else I've seen once.
That's really good.
Yeah.
My flip guy that only reason is just because I think his stock's going to explode is Aiden Wiggins. And there was already some scuttle with South Carolina. What's funny is
why do you think his stock's going to go up?
Because of his speed is what people are starting to learn about, is how fat his top end speed from some of the camps and stuff he's done. He shot up on 247, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look.
You think he has a better chance at jumping
ESPN? He shot up on ESPN. He's the 150th overall player on ESPN.
That makes sense. With camps.
I gotta be careful with I don't know. We'll see.
You think he has a better chance of jumping up compared to Nash Johnson?
I think Nash is significantly better.
I
think Nash is the better player right now. I think Aiden Wiggins has the better top end ceiling attributes, if that makes sense.
I don't hate that.
So whenever Nash Johnson bats a pass or makes a play, It's gonna be nasty.
Nasty.
Ooh.
Nasty. That was so nasty. We gotta make it. That's a t-shirt for sure. DM him, get him in on it.
As long as it's not a picture of the drinking coffee on the toilet and saying nasty, then we're good.
I hate that was brought up. That's so not cool. Jacob James. Hey, man, y'all are about to slam me.
Zach, before you do this, I want to let you know that that's not actually you on the toilet. I don't know if you know that. That's not you in that picture.
Is it not?
No, that's not a real picture of you. It's just AI.
Thanks. So,
there's really nothing.
It's just a generic Auburn fan. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
No, I mean, it's a cartoon image of you, but it's not actually you on the toilet. Like, it's not real. It's not real. It's just an AI recreation.
Top five. In no particular order, Maroon 5, Coldplay.
Wow. 0 for 2. Keep going.
Mumford & Sons.
Love that one. That's a big one for me.
Probably let me pull up my Spotify. I forgot his name. Luke Combs.
I like Luke Combs.
Luke Combs, good.
And probably like Florida Georgia Line. I like them a lot.
They're not bad.
That's probably the only one I disagree with in my personal standpoint. I like all the rest of them though. So
funny story. So this is when I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, what kind of person are you? So I got my year in review. This was years ago before I had a child. I actually was maybe about to have, like, we were about to have our first child. I got my year in.
How old your oldest kid?
She's 11. So
you didn't have this 12 years ago.
Yeah, they did. Let me tell you why. Yes. And I'll tell you how I know, because the year before she was born, my number one song was Booty Work. I have no idea. I guess I just dug the beat. I don't know what the heck. That was my number one song. I was like, Kyle, you got to look at yourself. Who are you? Like, what is...
Wait, you said that happened before kids?
Yeah.
Before so kids. You're ever curious on how kids were created? You know, this is Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, it sounds like he was ready for the assignment, yeah, for sure.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
You were ready to have kids. That's all it was. It was just human nature.
I'm just going to get back into hair bands after that, which sometimes that's even worse. Okay, where were we? Is it time to spin the wheel again?
Let's spin the wheel.
For the love of God, spin the wheel.
Here we go. Spin the wheel.
Please be trumpets.
Nope.
Oh. Face of the class. I like this one.
Zach, I've already talked about this twice in the last 24 hours, so I'll just say mine quickly, and then y'all can go. It's Isaac McNeil.
Okay. I haven't really even thought about this one. Go ahead. You go first, Christian, if you got one.
I bounced back and forth on this. I did finally watch Locked On Auburn, by the way, and did hear Zach and Dap talk about theirs this morning.
Kyle, this is funny. Christian, we talked about this on Village Vice earlier today, and he's like, all right, I didn't hear y'all today, but it's either Isaac McNeil, which is who I said, or Leighton Von Brand. I'm like, well, that's who Daryl said. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Wasn't ready for it. Yeah. But I'm going to go Mice and Johnson Cook, though.
Dang.
That's what I'm going to go with.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a running back guy anyways, so Mice and Johnson Cook is the face.
You mentioned that on Vice this morning, too, and I'm like, I somehow didn't even think about that, and that's a top answer for sure.
So that was going to be mine, so I'm going to pick someone else, and I don't know how we don't talk about this guy more, and it's Donovan Moore. How do we not talk about the guy that grew up an Auburn fan?
I love it.
That's an in-state kid that is a top 150 player in the country, that's a 6'4", 285-pound interior lineman from an area that's not super Auburn-friendly. I mean, it's basically, you know, right outside of Birmingham, in between Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. Like,
is he from Bessemer?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, I think he plays for – is it Hueytown? Is that who he plays for?
Is it Bessemer City? Is that a thing?
I could have sworn I watched.
I think his 247 page is Bessemer City, but
he just transferred to Bessemer City because he played for Hueytown last year.
That's it.
Because I watched him in the playoffs against Alex City.
And Hueytown last year, Bessemer this year. Yep.
But yeah, I'm going to take Donovan Moore. Give me the lifelong Auburn fan, 4-star interior defensive lineman.
Okay. What are we getting in the chat? What's the chat saying?
He needs to be louder, though. Like, I feel like he needs to be more active. I don't hear from him ever. That just may not be him.
Yeah. Let me show y'all my face of the class. Not actually, but deserves some love.
Seen some MJCs. A couple of those. Seen some Leighton Von Brandt's.
Don't hate that either. I mean, that was when Daryl said that he brought that up, guy. And then I was thinking
look
about
this stud.
Ooh.
That's Reed Ramsayer catching a fish.
That thing is huge.
That's a big yellowfin right there.
I'm assuming that's down in Florida.
I bet he caught that with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't see a rod anywhere.
Nowhere. I don't even see blood.
Those hands are huge.
Yeah.
That's a good lineman stance right there.
Yeah. I think he just walks around like that. He's like, try to push me over. No.
With that tuna. He carries it with him everywhere.
Did y'all know you can't tune a fish, but you can tune a piano?
Wow. Spin the wheel, for the love of God.
Coldplay teach you that?
What does that even mean? Do we not like Coldplay? Was that a Coldplay dig?
I mean, you can have Coldplay digs, but I'm on your side with that. I like Coldplay. But you probably had a Coldplay dig in your life once or twice, I'm sure.
Don't forget, we're going to do a contest. We're going to give away $50 to AUShirts.com. So sign up for a membership, gift a membership. Super easy. We're going to throw you in the wheel. We got one so far, so it's going to be an easy win for AU98.
Oh, that's 89, right.
89, sorry, 89, AU89.
Yeah, there's only two things on the wheel right now. It's AU89 and spin again, so.
There you go. Let's spin it.
Spin.
Those are good. Face of the class. Wheels. That was good.
Okay.
No.
No what?
Is anybody else committing? Is that what that is, Christian?
Yeah, like we're at 25. Do you think there's anyone left? Do you think anyone else joins? Are we waiting for any emojis? Anything like that? What's the update of the update?
On the horizon right now. The only commitment you have outstanding on the board that's like Auburn's got a hat on the table is Carlos May on July 11th. And as of July the 2nd, not feeling great. I don't know, Zach, if you feel any different. Not feeling great at the moment that we'll get the commitment on July 11th.
Wait, who's announcing on the 11th?
I believe Carlos May.
He moved up again? I thought it was the 18th.
I thought it was the 18th, too.
It may be the 18th. I thought it was the 11th, though.
No,
I'm thinking it was August 11th. It was August 11th, and he moved to July 18th. Sorry.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
It's happened probably at least 10 times this offseason where I've said, like, a commitment date, and I wake up to a text from Kyle, like, hey, you got this guy's commitment date wrong. I'm like, oh,
okay. The times have been wild, too, though. Like, even on the day of the commitments, it's like trying to figure out what time they're going to commit has been very difficult this year.
Well, the like upcoming scheduled commitments thing on 247 is an awesome resource, but the last few, I don't think the times have been right.
Yeah,
I don't think so either. It's definitely the 18th.
Okay. I don't think we get Carlos May. I think he's a Buckeye.
And then the only other guy that I think he's probably just sitting there waiting to see if Auburn would give him the green light that you could get now or soon would be James Branch, the kid that's played wide receiver at St. Francis Academy, and I think he's switching to safety, and he's like a physical freak. He's like 6'3", 215 pounds already.
Jamie and Sherwood, 2.0.
Yeah. But he would be a commit if Auburn would just – go get him. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's just kind of sitting there waiting on us to move.
I hope we would take him. I
don't know why we wouldn't.
Six defensive backs in the class.
He probably
play five every snap, though.
It's true.
From an NIL perspective, probably not a huge investment.
Right. That's, yeah.
Is that fair? I mean, His top schools are Maryland, Virginia Tech, and Stanford, other than Auburn. So I just don't think those are going to be huge.
Now, Maryland will pay guys.
They will do that.
They have Under Armour.
Yeah, but Maryland's in a weird spot, kind of like South Carolina too, though. That they fired their coach and then brought him back like 2 weeks later. So like they have no confidence in their coaching staff. Yeah, Loxley or whatever his name was. Yeah.
They fired him?
Yeah. Yeah, like that happened in the offseason where he was canned and then like I don't even know if it was a week later they brought him back. They're like, "Oh, actually, you know, he's going to stay."
Interesting.
Yeah. So I don't think they have confidence.
I trust you.
Yeah, they have. Right. I don't know if they have confidence in that coaching staff. So,
well, it's going to be awesome when maybe he gets fired this year, and then Zion Ealy transfers here. That'll be great.
He was never technically fired, but his job was in jeopardy following a rough season.
Mm. So it was reported by like you know some of the bigger. You know, I think it was a FAML tweet saying that he was fired, so maybe it just wasn't official, but
it's probably he was about to be fired and or verbally fired and it just never actually got through and then they changed their mind.
Yeah,
probably
verbally fired,
probably couldn't find a replacement and they were just like ah.
Regardless that hurts your confidence of you the coach, like how do you recruit for after that, you know?
Yeah, you can't, trust me.
All right, let's spin again.
Okay. Spin the wheel. Oh, snap.
Is it trumpets? Favorite wheel. It's my favorite one, baby. Let's go.
All right.
I had to do a 360 turn there. That was good.
That was awesome.
Don't you dare let another trumpets pop up there. We may burn this thing down.
Oh. Well. I do not control the wheel.
Do you see the result before it happens?
Yeah, you reacted before we saw it.
Oh, that's just maybe that's just because of the screen share.
Oh, so is this what it landed on? Underrated?
No. I haven't spun it. I'm gonna spin it right now. I won't say anything until you react. Then we might just have a delay because it's over on my screen. But I see.
Yeah. It no, we're gonna ask that you have a little bit of composure for a second.
Okay. All right.
All right. Pause your screen. Let's do that.
Spin the wheel.
No way.
I propose a new rule starting next week. For every new membership, we add a trumpet to the wheel.
We're just going to trumpet this
thing. You think chat likes the trumpets?
They do. They love it.
Let us know if you actually like the trumpets or not. All right. Spin it again.
More trumpets or less? Let's spin it again.
All right. Here we go.
Hold on. I'm imposing a rule too before you spin. If we ever get three trumpets in a row, the stream ends.
Oh no!
Well, there's only one trumpet left. I only put three on. That would be good. That would be wild. All right, here we go. Spin the wheel.
Oh my god! Okay. Oh, it lagged a little bit.
Stop there for me too.
All right, underrated commit. In the 2027 class, that's a defender.
Yep.
Okay, since you were pooping all over him, I'll say Nash Johnson.
Who was pooping on who?
Nash Johnson III. You were throwing some shade his way.
There was no poop anywhere coming from
me. I was doing some research on this. Do y'all know who Nash Johnson III's dad is?
Oh,
Is it Nash Johnson Jr.?
Yeah.
Second?
It sure is.
Old man Johnson.
That's what they call him. That's what they call him.
Did he ruin the
Whenever
bit?
Nash Johnson makes a play on the ball this year, y'all know what we should say?
That's nasty.
That was nasty.
That's so bad.
No, it's not.
Of all the ones you've ever come up with.
It's not bad. It's nasty. It's nasty. It's not
so bad. I don't know what the worst is, but it's not that one.
The tuna one was pretty bad, but that
I hope from the bottom of my heart that when he gets the amount of playing time that we hope he gets, whether that's in 27, 28, or whatever, he has a pick six or something to the point to where you have to make a thumbnail that says so nasty question mark. That's what I can't wait for. That's what I can't.
I may do a show on him over the weekend and just say it.
You won't put it in the subject line. You won't put it in the topic line.
Okay.
Gary Chapman, breakout star next year. Book it, the Rev guarantee.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow. Next year.
I'll say this. If Gary Chapman breaks out next year, we're in a world of hurt. I'm just going to say it.
Well, I read that as he's going to have a massive senior year and he's going to get the respect he deserves.
Okay.
That's what I read.
If that's it, then I'm with you.
I went Auburn in my mind, not high school. If that's the case, I'm all about it. Yeah, for sure.
I'm giving the Rev the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, the question was, the wheel was underrated 2027 defender.
Yeah.
And then you immediately said anyone but Nash Johnson. And I said, no. I love Nash Johnson.
For a while, I legitimately claimed him as my favorite player in the class.
Rev is confirming that that's what he meant. He meant a big senior year. So,
Good. Yeah. Well, then
he could make the biggest jump of any of the commits.
So, all right. So, I was watching Nash Johnson stuff actually earlier today because he's a corner and that's just what I do.
Yeah.
And he does such a good job when the ball's in the air. And so he makes a play and I'm like, that play was nasty.
You just automatically went to it.
It wasn't disgusting. It was nasty.
It was nasty. It's hard to say that kind of.
We need to put that on a t-shirt. I just saw it in the chat too. Let's get nasty.
I did. We just said, yeah, we're going to DM him and we're going to get him on board for it.
Yeah.
Let's get nasty. All right, Zach, who's your underrated defensive commit?
Are you trolling?
Did you?
I'm the only one who said one.
You did. You said Nash. Okay, Christian, go. Sorry.
Breem Palmer, hands down. We don't talk. He started the entire change of the movement or the beginning of the movement of that three-star U that was still laughable. And then immediately when that happened, they were added that four-star. Finally got the respect he deserves, but that's still not enough. I think he's an excellent defender. And, you know, when we talk about Isaac McNeil being a linebacker, I'm excited to see Kareem Palmer in that position group as well. So, yeah, give me Kareem Palmer.
Huge step out there, picking a four-star. It's an underrated guy.
Thought you were going to say Isaac McNeil for a second, Christian.
No, I've almost thought about it.
You tell you, we know who Kyle's
not going to say. Can we all agree? We know who he's not going to say is his underrated defensive player.
Let me tell you, mine is Chance Gilbert. Everybody's sleeping on Chance Gilbert.
Oh, I thought you were serious for a minute.
Nobody thinks he's good.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even have him as the top five player in the state of Georgia. He's nine. Everybody is sleeping on Chance Gilbert. No, here, for real, I think I'm going to go with
Kyle, can you build the suspense just for a second? I think this is actually hilarious.
Go ahead.
Because John is saying Kamba, and Christian said like five times today, like, we're not talking about Nate Kamba enough.
I love it. I love it. Yes, good. He's a four-star.
I guess he is a four-star too.
You know, there is an argument for him though, because everybody still wants to talk about Carlos May.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like everybody wants to talk about Carlos May this, Carlos May that. We got to get Carlos May, and then Nate Kamba is 6'5", over 300 pounds already. Like he's a monster.
How much does he weigh?
A lot.
302.5, right?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing. That's right. Okay.
Make sure we're
being exact.
He doesn't. That's right. It's okay.
I'm going to go with Nate Komba. I know he's a four-star, and I know it's not a huge step out, but I laid out a pretty good argument there.
I think. Kyle, if you had to list all of the defensive commits in order, who would be last?
Gosh, that's a tough one.
Say it.
It would not be Nash Johnson.
Okay, good. Spin the wheel. Let's go.
Who would be last?
I'm in the middle of this relationship.
Look at this.
Drunk Aubie's cousin. No, thoughts on a voicemail.
This is really easy to set up. We could absolutely do this.
We need to.
We could add random voicemail on the wheel too.
We'll do it, and then we won't even listen to him. We'll just play him. So y'all just send it. We may get banned.
Let's say, you sure you want to?
I'm going to listen to them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to listen to them. We might want to vet them.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Wait till we're off probation, and then we'll do that.
Should we barncast USA and Belgium on Monday? That would be fun.
Why not?
I think they care a little bit more about USA soccer than they do college baseball.
Well, we don't, not screen share, but like, should we just barncast during the game?
Oh. I mean, as long as Zach play-by-play is the entire thing and tells me everything I need to know about soccer, because I know Zach is a huge soccer fan.
I don't know that people are going to hate me.
I watched the last 20 minutes last night. I had a blast.
Did you really? Oh, good.
I turned it on, and within 35 seconds, we scored the first goal.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, this game is awesome. And then people started falling down and pretending they were hurt for like the next – 30 to 45 minutes, and then our best player gets kicked out of the game, and he can't play against Belgium either.
They're not appealing it.
And then we scored with one less person on the pitch.
So I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know you could like play down a person.
Imagine if they did that in football. It's like you got in trouble for holding too many times or jumped off sides. Your left
targeting, tackle. You're out.
Or targeting. I guess that would make the most sense. Like if you get ejected for targeting, like you just got to play with 10 defenders the rest of the
for a whole series.
I mean, series would be bad too. But imagine if it was the whole game, like how it is in soccer.
God, there's a lot of standing around. You can make it work in soccer. Clearly, football would probably be tough.
Probably so.
All right, where are we? What are we doing?
We're ready for the wheel. I'm pretty sure. Right, we still only got one new member tonight, though. So if you're looking,
gift those ships, baby. Let's go. Get you some entries. Get that $50 gift card.
I mean, odds are high right now.
Give AU98 some competition. All right, spin.
Odds are high.
It's going to be trumpets. 1,000,000%. Told you. Oh, it's five for five. All right, Christian, what does this mean?
So the 5 for 5 is changing, right? With the redshirt rule going away, in words of recruiting, with the 25 new commits, none of them will be redshirting. All of them will have the opportunity to play right away. What's your take on this? And then also, what do you think it does to recruiting for the future? Does it hurt conferences like the SEC because you're not going to have room for everybody to play? Does other conferences step up or other lower major schools? Like, what does this do for recruiting, portal, all that stuff? Let's have fun.
I was answering something. Kyle, you answer. I'll figure it out. I'm so sorry.
All right. You'll get it. So as far as how it affects recruiting, I'm going to say not that much, because I think recruiting in general is a year-to-year thing, particularly out of high school. Like next year, if Auburn takes 25, 26 this year, more than likely they're going to have a smaller class next year. And I don't know that 5 for 5 necessarily affects that too much. Now, if Auburn had several fourth-year seniors that are playing this year that could play again next year, so like a Jeremiah Cobb, okay? Jeremiah Cobb could potentially come back and play a fifth year. So if you had a lot of those scenarios, I could see where it would affect you maybe on what you take down, like taking the class. I think it's going to be a good thing, though, because it eliminates the – I think it's going to be good for recruiting because it's going to eliminate waivers in theory and eliminate a lot of the riffraff that lets guys go 6 and 7 years, which does actually hurt high school recruiting. I think this is the right move.
Okay.
I like the 5-for-5 rule as well.
I like it. I like, yeah, great answer. Solid, solid, good one. I like it, but I think for some positions, I think it's going to impact the power four level a little bit. Like, think about if you get a high 4-star quarterback or maybe even a 5-star quarterback, but you can't promise them that they're going to start their freshman season, what makes them not want to maybe go to another place and play? Because no matter what, you got 5 years to play. There is no
money.
That's true. That is the end all be all with that. But that is
now true. What it could do, and I'm waiting for this to happen. Like, it's going to happen eventually. And maybe it's just money is what's keeping it from happening. But there's going to be a time when guys that are fringe 4-star guys, or heck, maybe even high 4-star guys, are going to start going to like the Troys of the world. They're going to start going to like the smaller schools to play immediately, because that check from freshman to sophomore year, if they were to go to a Troy and light it up, is going to be exponentially bigger than the check they get to go to an Auburn, an Alabama, a Miami, I think, as a freshman, and then not play, and then have to go down, and then transfer back up. Like,
what if you don't play? Your career's over.
Right. That's true. It's a big risk. And if you stay at Auburn,
I don't think it would be a risk, though. I think you could probably find enough schools where you could go play immediately.
But if you don't, and then you hit the portal, how many times do we see, you know, group of six players hit the portal and then never find a spot again? They're basically forced to retire from college football. So I see both sides here. I do.
I just think there's enough schools out there that if you're an elite recruit, you can find somewhere where you'll start immediately. I think.
If that does happen.
If playing time's the most important thing to you.
It should be, though. It should be the most important thing for everybody, because
your
value, particularly as any player really, other than maybe offensive line, your value is most highest when you're on the field, period. I think. But that's just
we've seen playing time not be the most important thing.
Yeah.
For a lot of kids.
I'm just wondering how much longer that lasts. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, they haven't been able to slow it down yet. So until they get a grasp on it and let everybody play by the same rules, I don't think it changes. So I'm with you on that. But if it does change to the point to where you do see, you know, recruiting maybe take a hit at the power four level, the portal would be wild. The transfer portal would be absolutely insane if that happened, because everybody would play 1 year. Like, if they were a lower level guy that's looking for more development and just getting playing time, they'd immediately hit the portal and try to get themselves back up into that level. So, and they'd have college film instead of just high school film and practice film.
How is there not like sign in place now? like how does Auburn not have like a deal, like strike a deal with Troy or South Alabama or somebody, and you sign these fringe guys and then go place them at Troy or, you know, South Alabama, and it's like a farm system.
It's like that program that Southern Union has called Path to the Plains.
Yeah, exactly. But
let's do that.
But not for academics, for
sports.
For super teens.
Yeah.
There we go.
Love it. All right.
Cool. Let's spin it.
We got five more.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have a super chat. Hold on. Wait.
Oh, let's go.
From the Rev, 65 days left until the Golish gulag era starts.
I think Golish absolutely despises the Russian jokes.
Yeah, I like intentionally haven't ever brought it up because of that.
It's funny to laugh. I laugh at it though every time.
My mind did not go to the Russian side. It went Call of Duty. I'm not even going to lie, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. Hit the wheel, dude. Let's roll.
Hit the wheel. Let's spin it. Where will it land? What color are we going to get? Here we go.
Volume ready. It landed on
borderline. Borderline.
Ooh, favorite offensive commit. Mine's Leighton Von Brandt. I love
mine's Reed Ramsire.
I like both of them. I loved your interviews that you had. but I'm going with the running back. MJC, man. So excited. So
you
excited.
Are an MJC truther. I mean, it's hard not to love it.
No reason not to be. Yeah.
I am. What running backs to me is what cornerbacks is to Zach. I love watching running backs.
Let's go. I particularly like top 100 offensive tackles because we haven't had one in years.
Yeah.
It's been so long.
That's why Leighton Von Brandt makes such a good definition for potentially being the face of the class. So I know we didn't pick them. I know it was Dapp's pick earlier today, but like,
that's a great pick.
Offensive line. I mean, if he is the face of the class, I mean, the identity word. Vocal.
Like, he's very vocal on socials as well. And I do think that plays a factor in that.
The identity word we kept hearing from Golish. I mean, over and over again, that would be it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
I like all those picks. I see some Deshaun.
Leighton Von Brandt is also the only guest I've ever had where I had to edit out a curse word on my show.
Love that.
You never had to edit one out for me?
Nope. You've been very well behaved with me.
I'll tell you what. Reese Dismukes, you better get the dump button ready.
Yeah.
He will drop one on you. I love Reese. We got to get him back this fall.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, let's spin it again.
I see chat says Deshaun Hall.
I saw that.
Offensive line, MJC. Yeah, okay. Deshaun Hall's good. All right.
I can't wait to see Deshaun Hall in spring next year. That's going to be fun.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Here we go. Spin the wheel.
It's course. It's always the perfect. That's like the perfect time for trumpets too. You just hit that chorus that right when the beat drops. God, you can't beat that.
Just saw someone in the chat say never seen anyone in concert more than once. You just saw us do trumpet concert three times. So
three times. Christ.
Yeah. That's changed.
Guys, we're going to see the Minions movie tomorrow, and nothing makes me laugh more than the Minions.
They're great.
Yeah, it's big Minion family here.
It's so funny to think that trumpets came from this.
Orange and Arugula.
What a night.
That was such a
night that changed our lives. That changed our lives forever.
Where else would you rather be?
All right, spin it, man.
Here we go.
We're fresh out of trumpets.
How long did it take you to make this wheel, Christian?
Not long. Not
okay.
Long.
It's a great idea.
It's a free website too. I mean, it's just fun. Just type them in. Yeah.
Sweet.
So it's really easy for me to make a wheel for people who become a member and want to get a $50 gift card.
$50 gift card. We have one entry. We
need awesome. Good for him.
Someone's about to get a freebie here.
AU89 may win the easiest $50 gift card he's ever won in his life.
Yeah. Good for
him.
And
he did it by helping somebody else by gifting a membership. How about that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Insane.
Share the love.
Let's spin the wheel.
Wow, the suspense.
Mm.
Biggest miss.
Tay Walden.
That was easy.
Walden.
Should we play not pick him?
No.
I don't think he can. I think that's just the answer. That's just the answer.
I know, Zach. He won't do it.
I can try. Let me think.
I mean, it would be the quarterback, right? Like Menzel. Wouldn't that be the... The other
yeah,
one.
I'm just that's all we have. The class we have, Will Menzel. I'd rather have this.
I think I'm with you. I think I'm 100% with you. Yeah.
Like, is there another? Who else do I feel like we missed out on?
I can't think of anybody other than Will Menzel where it went to the announcement day or whatever and thought we had a chance and we didn't, or like. That's not.
I mean, we caught wind of the Tay Walden thing. What he met with. Folks, like, was it Tuesday night? Where it's like, okay, like, we're probably
not there for 6 hours.
Monday night,
it's gotta be Tay Walden because potentially he was one of the seven Eagles, you know, tweeted.
Yeah,
it's gotta be him, right?
Like, I'm trying to think of how it's not him, and I just can't. And I mean, look, let me be very clear. I've been thinking about this nonstop. I've been drinking my coffee thinking about this.
Is there any offensive lineman that we really missed on?
The Georgia guy that never came to his official visit, maybe? The one that was supposed to be?
Yeah, that was a thing for a few minutes.
But, like, it doesn't seem as big as Walden.
Is that Ashley something? Wasn't that his name?
I think so.
I can't remember. Oh, yeah. The kid from that was committed to Georgia. Yeah.
Is he still committed to Georgia? Did they hold on to him? Or did he go to LSU?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
What about Chicken?
Like, canceled the visit. I'm like, okay, I don't.
Is Chicken Grore, Jabarius Grore, is that a big miss?
It's up there. Okay. That's on the list, right?
Jaden Aparicio Bailey to Clemson.
I never felt like we had that one.
I love that he went to Clemson, though. Oh, man. I thought Georgia missed out on both, Gilbert and him.
I think we're going to love Gary Chapman Jr. Okay. I think we're going to love him. But us not going after Jameson Roberts from Saraland, I think could haunt us.
Eventually. Kelsey Adams, and he is still committed to Georgia. That's the
got it. He's a heck of a lineman.
Do you think that's a crazy take, Zach?
That's the quarterback?
The quarterback from Saraland?
I think the quarterback we got is fine.
Gosh. I think Jameson Roberts is going to be good.
And I think Chapman could be good.
Yeah,
I don't think that was like a consolation prize. I think he's a good.
It's just 6'4", 6'5", versus 6 foot. I mean, I don't know. You got to really overcome a lot of stuff to be great. It's not that it's never been done. It's just tough. Okay, good deal.
We got two more choices on the wheel, and again, only one person for potentially a $50 gift card. I mean, now time's running out, folks. All you got to do is become a member, click that join button, or gift a membership if you're already a member. Get your name on this wheel.
Haven't we already done underrated offensive player?
No, we haven't done underrated offense.
We did
underrated
defense. We did favorite. Got it.
Yeah. We got favorite. So here we go. Looks like it's going to be offense or defense. We'll be talking to you next. Let's spin the wheel.
Underrated on the offensive side. We haven't really.
I know who Kyle's not saying for this one.
Nash Johnson? He probably shouldn't. He's on defense. Yeah.
Accurate. That is accurate.
Underrated. Oh, okay, this is underrated offense.
Yeah.
Jalen Moore.
Yes. That's my answer, too.
I think that has to be the answer. But I'll change it up just for fun. Let's go with the newly flipped running back, Monty Williams.
Really, that's going to be an interesting one. You are a running back guy, and he is fun to watch. He had like almost 300 yards receiving last year.
Yeah.
Did you see on his X, he tweeted some highlights from his spring game, and he caught that touchdown in the corner of the end zone over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
I've seen him play on the outside.
Sorry, Christian.
No, go ahead. He reminds you of what? Go ahead.
James White a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody was talking about Monty Ball, and like, there's some similarities between Monty Ball and James White and MJC. And Monty.
Yeah. I like that. We've heard from some West Virginia guys that he potentially might play more of a slot kind of two-way receiver potentially that fits the goalish scheme. You look at some of his highlights, some of his huddle film. I mean, he takes some of those bubble screens or some, you know, just window screens, and he can create separation pretty quickly. I think he's pretty good north to south. He'd be fun. I think he's going to be one of those underrated picks.
I don't know if I fully, like, I don't think he fully matches what we've seen Golish do with running backs. I'm not questioning it or anything like that. And obviously he has the skill set to be an in-between the tackles guy, you know, one cut and then just go. But
yeah,
I do think like the receiving stuff, which seems to be like one of his strengths, is not something we've seen from goalish his offenses. I'm not saying he can't add it. I'm not saying, you know, any of that, but it's just it's fun and interesting to speculate.
I agree.
That's what he does not throw very often.
Is that because he didn't feel like he had that type of back? I don't know. We'll see in time for sure. Because I think he kind of has that with some of the guys on the roster now, too.
Jalen Moore, though, offer list. Ever since I saw his offer list and we got him, I was in. I've been a Jalen Moore truther for a while. And then he came to that camp recently and dominated. Got a lot of praise from a lot of analysts, coaching staff, everything. I think they're fired up about Jalen Moore. They feel like they nailed that one. He could be a guy that contributes early. I think so.
I like the Auburnators in the chat as well. He says, I think talking about Braylon Odor,
yeah,
the receiver.
Like
that. I agree with him. He's saying he's underrated. I 100% agree with that as well. And Christian, as a self-proclaimed running back guy, the Auburnators is asking, Christian, who's your favorite running back of all time?
Thurman Thomas, and it's not even close.
If you would have said Kenneth Walker, I would have left the stream. So I'm glad.
No. Thurman Thomas. Big Thurman Thomas fan. When he remembers to know where his helmet is. Yes. Big Thurman
Thomas fan. Love it.
Yeah.
Do we need to spin the wheel on the last one? What is it?
Yeah, I think we should.
The choices are many. So I think we should try.
Okay. Spin it.
So here we go. Spin.
What happens when you do this?
Well, we're about to get a taste of what it's going to look like when the membership one spins.
So that's true.
This is your final chance.
I do think, Chad, we need to spin that, even if it's just one person.
I think 100%.
Yeah.
This is your final chance, Chad. Here we go. Spin the wheel. Man.
It still spins.
Wow. It sure does.
Oh, favorite
defensive player. I know who
Kyle's not saying for this one.
Yeah. What an ending. What an ending.
Donovan Moore for me, dadgummit. Let's go. I want the Auburn guy. Give me the Auburn guy. Donovan Moore.
I want to make Zach not say Isaac McNeil. So
I'm not going to say Isaac McNeil.
Oh, good, good, good. You want me to go first? Oh. Mine's combo, baby. The perfect time. Bring him in.
There we go.
Bring him in. Yeah, I think we're not talking about him enough. I think the opportunity for him to be dominant is one of the reasons why, if we don't land Carlos May, you know, 2 months ago, it would have seemed like an absolute disaster. Now it's like, we're okay. It would be great, but we're okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Mine's James Pace. I think the recruitment of James Pace, the fact that it was so locked in for so long, made us, I think, almost watered down the perception of what the impact of James Pace in this class is, opposed to if he had just popped when he was on a visit. Like, yeah. I think it would have been unbelievable, but then it just sat for so long. I think the actual impact of how important he is to this class as an edge rusher probably slid under the radar a little bit. So yeah, James Pace for me is my favorite guy.
Quick note about James Pace. Okay. ESPN, number 84 player in the country, 247, 133 in the country. When Rivals does their update, I expect James Pace to skyrocket. There's typically not that much difference in those three sites. They're going to be pretty close to each other. I think Rivals has an update in July at some point in time this month. I expect Pace to take a big jump.
Well, ESPN focuses more on the camps, so I think that's why you see those jump up in the summertime a lot
under
more
off the camps. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened with Kareem Palmer.
Mm-hmm. So that first weekend, that first official visit weekend when there were seven Eagles and James Pace was a part of that, you know, and a third of the class essentially was a part of that. And we're just wondering if we could keep this up. And then a few weeks later, we saw them keep that pace.
Oh.
That was nasty.
That was nasty.
That was good.
I got news for y'all. You better buckle up because the pace is going to slow down big time.
I would love for you to just give me Jalen or Donovan more of those, please.
I love that. There's two more. How about that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because, man, you are Mycen Johnson cooking right now.
Let's keep going. Look, we may get a second chance, Gilbert, with Tay Walden Jr. down the road.
Gosh, we are leaving no Nair crumbs right now.
Yes.
That is exactly what I needed to hear. That was the worst one.
So I'm pulling up a list and I'm just Ramsaring it through it.
Oh, man.
No, I like it when y'all call because it's like, and we can just hop on here. It's like a nice chat, man.
Chat, man. Dude, you know what?
Get out of here, man.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes when you stumble, you just got to press on.
Somebody in the chat said, if you better keep this up or you'll burn this stream to ash.
I'll tell you what, you can take that to the banks. Is that it? Are we done?
No, I got here a few minutes late, and sorry about that. Thank y'all for spinning the wheel without me.
Oh, man. Yeah, we kept the pace. We got you.
Yeah, for sure.
I tell you what, we're not making any money off this show today.
Who's left?
Oh, God. Okay, we're done.
We're done. I'm dying.
Let's spin the wheel to see who wins the gift card. It's going to be super suspenseful.
Here we go. I have tears in my eyes.
Oh, so dumb. I love it.
Is this it?
Put it up. Yep, here we go. Look at this. We'll see.
I love that there's spin again.
Spin again. All right, spin again.
Happy fourth, everybody. Yes.
Happy fourth.
You gifted absolutely another one. Hey, you got to add it. Add it in there.
We got to take it down for a second.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
All right, pull back up.
Okay. If it's spin again, you lose. I hate to tell you that. Go.
The one.
Hey, AU98, email me. I think you have before, but email me again. Just thebarnauburn@gmail.com, and I'll get you your gift card. Anything else y'all want to add?
Joy. I mean, I see somebody ask if this is permanent. I mean, if we can handle these tears of joy, yes. This is the plan, right, Kyle?
At least Christian and I will be here every Thursday. Zach's going to drop in when he can. You know, he gets here. He just shows up whenever he wants to, and then we're going to do it.
I should be at the Thursday ones more than the Sunday ones. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to get out of here. Thank y'all for joining. Set your calendar for next week. We're going to rock it again and have some fun. We may do more giveaways. We'll see. We may have.
What does set your calendar mean? What does that mean?
What's that?
Set your calendar. What, like, logistically, how do you do that?
I don't think you can.
You just come back? Are you asking to set an alarm? I
think that's very similar to me saying something about a round peg going in a square hole, which actually will go in a square hole.
I heard that today.
Yeah, it was rough. We're going to get out of here. Y'all have a great rest of your evening. We'll talk again soon.